In halacha, men and women are equal for every losa aseh shabbatorah, except in mishnayos that we're going to study tonight. Kohanim, there's a separate story. Kohanim aren't allowed to become a tamei lames, but it doesn't really, not a difference between men and women, because women aren't technically kohanim. You could be an ashes kohen, you could be a bas kohen, but they're not kohanim in that sense of the term. So the two exceptions are the beard, which is an anatomical difference, and bal takif as well, the haircut, which is acceptable. And there's a very important difference. We'll see if somebody maybe knows the difference. Akoreach karcha berosha v'makif pas rosha maskos pas zekano v'asore tzrita acha. Somebody who mutilates themselves in any context, but the Torah speaks about it, al hameis chayiv. Sore tzrita achas al chamisha meitim. Let's say you mutilate yourself once on five different mesim, o chamesh sritos al mes echad, or you mutilate yourself five times over. This is what the Amori used to do. They used to mutilate themselves and cut themselves when they would lose a loved one. We allow ourselves to experience grief, but not like that. We tear clothes, we don't tear our bodies. Chayav al achas v'achas, you're liable. You're chayav malkos, you're liable for a set of lashes each and every time. Ala rosh shtayim, achas mikan v'achas mikan. So we talk about bal takif, lo sakifu eis pas roshchem. We're not allowed to round them off. So there's a bone over here. There's a second bone over here. There are different opinions how long the sideburns have to be, but we're not allowed to round off our heads. Al hazakan, when it comes to pasuk which says lo sashchisu es paas ziknechem, so there are 5 points. Shtayim mikan l'shtayim mikan v'achas milamata. One on the chin. And then there are 2 points. There's also machokes what those 2 points are. But let's say over here, the jawbone, and over here, the jawbone in the upper part, and on the other side of the face as well. Rabbi Lazar Omer, if nitlo kulo ka'achas, if you would shave all at once, eno chayev el achas, reliable once, veno chayev ad shi'itlenu bitar, right? That the Torah says that you're chayev when you're mashchis, so we use a razor. So an electric shaver, that's those of us who shave, perfectly acceptable. Rabbi Lazar Omer afilu likta b'malaket over rihatani chayev. We don't accept Rabbi Lazar's reasoning. Rabbi Lazar says that even if you pull it out with a tweezer, you're chayev. So we don't accept that. We accept that it has to be what we call derech hashchasa, los hashchisu eis paas ziknechem. It actually has to uproot the hair at its very core. So what's the difference between bal takif and bal tashchas? Bal takif again relates to the haircut. Bal tashchis relates to the beard. It's already explicit in the Mishnah, but just to state it out, what's the difference? When it comes to the beard, we just said there's a kula. You're allowed to shave. You're allowed to shave with an electric razor. You're just not allowed to be mashchis, to uproot the hair at its core. But what about one's head? Let's say one used an electric razor to shave the sides of one's head. It's a very common, very popular haircut today. That's not allowed, right? Doesn't matter how you do it, because the Torah just says, lo sakifu es pas roshchem. You're not allowed to round it off in any which form. So that's a very common misunderstanding. You have no idea how many times, you know, individuals have come up to me and say, well, if you can shave, right, so then certainly you can use an electric razor on your head. So it's completely different. It's a completely different iser. One of them is bal tashchis, one of them is bal takif. It's a major, major, major difference. It's the most common and popular haircut today. If you watched the World Cup, almost every one of the players, right, had bal takif, right? They shave around the sides with the electric razor. So again, that's not an issue of bal tashchis, it's an issue of bal takif. It's a separate and distinct violation. It's a very important distinction to maintain. Again, there are different shitos. How long, at minimum, the sideburns have to go down to the top bone. The other shitos, they should go a little bit longer than that. Obviously, in the Hasidic communities, it's considered to be a hider not to cut the payas at all, and they twist it up, and they have all different kinds of, hidurim, and it's all wonderful and all good. But the important thing to remember here is that it doesn't make a difference how one would go about cutting it beyond the point where it's rounded off. What about tattoos? Another common misconception, this time way too machmir. I remember when I was in undergraduate, people recognized me as an Orthodox Jew. I was not a rabbi, just a student in college. You have no idea how many times I got the question. It says, I want to get a tattoo, but my mother says they won't bury me in a Jewish cemetery. Said, they'll bury you in a Jewish cemetery. You should live a long life. but you still shouldn't get the tattoo. You can't get the tattoo because the Torah says "Uksovis kaka lo sitnu b'vsarcham." It's an issa daraisa to actually get a tattoo. But of course, to be buried in Jewish cemetery, to deny somebody burial in Jewish cemetery requires that essentially they'd be an apostate. Okay, a person who gets a tattoo is not an apostate. You know, that would be quite an amazing and completely unacceptable chumrah. I think the mothers' union started this Baba Maisa to get their kids not to have tattoos, but you have no idea how pervasive this notion is and how many people were raised on it. And again, I kind of felt badly breaking the news to people because I'm not trying to encourage anybody to get a tattoo, but on the other hand, people shouldn't feel that there's punitive measures that are going to be taken that are simply not grounded in any halacha. Now, Bisman Hazai, I think it's an even greater obligation to be mefarsim that people don't realize this, but approximately 70% of Jews, that's people, 70% of Jews treat Jews cremation. So somebody walks around with the incorrect notion that they are not going to be buried in a Jewish cemetery anyway, so lo malo velo morid, so to speak. What difference does it make whether or not I get cremated because they're not going to put me in a Jewish cemetery because I already have three tattoos? So that's a terrible failure on the part of the community to give somebody such an impression. The Mishnah concludes, Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Mishnah Rabbi Shimon Omer, Eino chayev ad sheyichtov sham hashem. It's a question in terms of the proper girsa, but shenemar chsov is kaka lo tzitnu bachem ani adonoi. The Gemara interprets this to mean not the shem havayo, but to actually be a shem avodah zarah. And the Rambam doesn't, we don't pask in this way, we don't accept this lahalocha. It's an issa daraisa to engrave yourself, to imprint upon yourself in any situation. But this does actually capture a little bit about the nature of the issur, because the nature of the issur in this case obviously does have to do with the avodah zarah, according to the Rambam. And the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, relates to ksovis kaka as something that was ubiquitous amongst the Ovdei avodah zarah. And therefore, we have to be distinctive from them. And that perspective is a very valuable perspective in terms of this Das Yochid, Rabbi Shimon's Shita, it really has to do on the Doraisa level with branding yourself with the name of Avodah Zarah. So, Mida Rabbi Shimon Nishma L'Rabbana, on the position of the Chachamim, doesn't actually need to be a shame of Avodah Zarah because it's all Mishum Darche Avodah Zarah altogether. So, Mirz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick it up with issues of Nizirus. Keep you out of a Jewish cemetery, but it is an Isser Minat Torah for a person to tattoo themselves in any permanent way.